You are listening to Herbal Marie, a podcast about herbs and home remedies to heal yourself. All advice shall be considered suggestions. Please research all herbs before using and discover ways to feel better and be well. Chickweed, chicka, 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 chickweed. Remember this about chickweed. Stellaria Media is an herbal ally for cooling down your skin. Chickweed is handy for all types of hot inflammations and pretty much anything itchy or boo-booed up on your skin. It might even make a wart disappear. This free wild edible can be mashed up and put right on your skin. And yes, I said what I said. You can eat it, and if you know where it's growing, you can harvest it for free. Salads, soups, pesto, or juice are delicious ways to get nutritious chickweed in ya. And fat, toxins, and mucus out of ya. You don't have to be a chicken to eat chickweed. Disclaim out the wazoo. Chickweed does contain saponins, so maybe you'd like to Google that nerdy word and see how you feel about that. Chickweed could salad shoot through ya a little bit with its mildly laxative and diuretic effects. But that's why it's up to you whether you want to use it external only or internal too. Placed in an oil or a vinegar, this herb makes a great remedy for the skin, for cuts and rashes, soothing and cooling the itchiness away, and safe enough to use on your dogs in the same topical way. There's a lot of cool things to know about chickweed that could help you today, especially if you have achy rheumatic joints or freckles that need to fade. If you'd like to hear more about chickweed, visit Herbal Marie on Patreon today for a rambling video on how to include chickweed in your herbal way.